Now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tamman with you. Calls girls basketball coach, that is Joey Franzetta, joining us. It is brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. The regular season is done. Substate is upon us, and we'll dive into that momentarily. But, Coach, you wrapped up that regular season, game number 20 on a Tuesday night at home against Big 7 League foe in Holton. 34-25 was the final. Wildcats certainly played well here down the stretch. But how would you assess that game on Tuesday night?
Defensively, really, really well. We did a lot of really good things. Just kind of the story of our season right now. Offensively, we're really, really struggling. But credit to Holton. They played really, really well, especially these last couple of weeks, man. Coach Hausler's doing a really good job down there. He's got that group playing really, really well at the right time. So, I mean, it takes nothing away from what Holton did. We got to find different ways to score. If we can't get out in transition, we really, really struggle, and we kind of press a little bit to find some kids that can go score. So, you know, obviously that's going to be a pretty big point of emphasis. The silver lining in all this is we actually have some practice time now, which we haven't had a whole lot. We've kind of had to really scale back what we did, obviously, just because we had a bunch of 4-game weeks and everything. But, it's going to be really nice for us to just sit down and practice and kind of focus on us, at least for a couple of days, and then move on and start preparing for Substate. Probably start that on Friday.
Yeah, you want to certainly be playing, your best ball. And it's been kind of a struggle here in the last couple of weeks. And again, throwing those games in, playing, 4 games in like a week stretch. A lot of teams certainly had to do that. But, when you look at the regular season as a whole, you guys jump out to a good start. You win 3 of your first 4, playing teams, in that Paola tournament. And then you kind of dive into the mid-season tournaments. You see some really good teams in there. Rossville, of course, a top-tier team. They are very solid here down the stretch as well. But, you dive into the second half of the season. It's just all Big 7 teams the rest of the way. And, you lose 5 straight going into Substate. But a lot of these games are close, and that's kind of been the story of the Big 7. How do you kind of wipe the slate clean and get ready for that Substate next week?
Oh, I mean, it's exactly what you just said. You wipe the slate clean. It's totally new. I mean, if you look in just our half of the Substate bracket, it's Hayden, Bishop Ward, us, and Effingham. Those are obviously 3 teams we haven't seen this year. It's a new season. You play your 20 games, and I don't want to say these 20 games don't matter, but the 20 games are to kind of where everyone thinks that you should be based on your record, and then you go out and play. So. There's things that we have to do a lot better. We got to be a lot better offensively. Defensively, we've actually been very good. I've been very, very pleased with how we are. We've done defensively this year. So then on the flip side of that, you've got to keep the same level of defense that we've been playing, and just kind of tweak a couple things. The thing with our group is we have a pretty veteran group with 6 seniors. So we have kids that have been there before. So, hopefully that kind of goes in our favor, especially with our older group. And then, with those other kids that play a little bit, I don't want to say they're going to get baptized by fire. They played 20 games, they're seasoned. They know what they're doing. But, when you hit Substate, it's different. I mean, it's different for a lot of different reasons. So we'll be ready to rock and roll here on Tuesday.
Yeah, you get a little bit of practice time with no game on Friday, but you do get a team out of the NEKL and ACCHS. Historically, over the last few seasons, they have been very, very good, but they lost a lot of really good talent from their team last year that won 20 games plus, and obviously kind of in that rebuild mode, just getting some of those younger players up and rolling. But they're coming off a loss to Horton recently, and that kind of put them down in this spot. So you get the 4-5 matchup. You got to go to Effingham on Tuesday night. What can you tell us about ACCHS?
Well, I picked up film last night, and I think I've watched about 15 minutes of it here and there during my first hour class. But they got 2 kids that really stand out. The Martin kid really stands out, tall, lanky, pretty athletic. And then you got the Bowerly kid who's kind of a bulldog, man. She just does a little bit of everything. She doesn't do anything to hurt you. She's just a really, really good all around player. So, got to find a way to kind of contain those two. And then, in the process of that, you can't let any other kids kind of slip through the cracks. The good thing is we're going to get a really, really good scout. We'll have obviously, three coaches all focused on one varsity team instead of, you know, we have to divide our attention between our JV team and such. But, listen, we'll be locked in. Obviously a lot more film. They actually play Friday, I think. So we'll be able to get some film on them and see what's going on there Friday when they play Pleasant Ridge. But, you know, it should be a really good game. I'm really looking forward to, you know, playing someone outside of our league and, you know, getting out of that Big Seven league grind and, going and playing someone else and just seeing what happens. I mean, you get to this point of the year, there's not much more else we can do. We just got to go out there and play, and you got to prove who the better teams are, regardless of, you know, where you're seated. So, we'll be ready. I know I'm ready to go out there and see what we can do. And, you know, hopefully we can keep this thing rolling into the semifinals and hopefully the finals.
Class 3A girls, Royal Valley Substate. Coming up next week, it'll be ACCHS hosting Perry LeCompton. That's the 4-5 matchup in that 8-team field. That is Joey Franzetta, Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach, joining us. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck early next week, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.